matter is at crescendo when it has enough energy to reach light speed, and the superlight part of its superposition has lower or equal energy than its tardon state. There are two routes for matter to reach crescendo: zero energy or total energy. The zero energy state works by touching energy that is already moving at the speed of light. One of the most difficult parts of crescendo theory to grasp is that matter can be transient at the speed of light while not moving. This is not a contradiction, because crescendo matter can deform space completely on the atomic scale. The theory is part of a greater theory called common atom that gives space a finite strength against bending. On small scales, space is smaller, and so has less energy. At atomic scales, it becomes deformed completely. Each atom is a tiny, massed singularity with its own independent internal time-space. An atom's universe only lives for a few seconds, but this doesn't matter because its time is static compared to ours, thanks to space-time curvature. The same theory allows photons to coexist as real particles and waves, and greatly simplifies quantum mechanics and relativity by allowing all the different theories to coexist together. The graviton particle turns out to be physical matter itself. If you can decode the above, you have the bare bones of about 80 to 90% of all the military censorship ever done to physics. The graviton particle turns out to be physical matter itself. Photons coexist as real particles and waves. Space can be bent and curl in on itself to form an atom. And the interior of an atom is moving at a much different time rate than the area outside of it. When you accelerate atoms past light speed, you reach crescendo, and they pop into a parallel reality. All of these concepts should sound very familiar by now, even though the wording may be a little different. The implications are stunning, because it means that the pineal gland may very well function as a literal stargate once it is fully activated, based on these same principles. And as this stargate widens to the size of our entire body, we appear to be glowing with light. This may well be why the ancients created so many different myths, symbols, and metaphors to get us investigating this subject. Each of us already has this pineal gland technology installed in our own bodies, and the ancient gods who visited many different cultures worldwide seemed very keen on teaching us how to switch it on and help create the Golden Age. Though certain negative groups have co-opted these concepts, the vast majority of spiritual traditions emphasize that the nature of the universe is love, and our research into the source field provides strong evidence that this is true. ET contact in modern-day India. The India Daily website has a section called Technology, and well over 50% of the articles in this section appear to be leaked from divisions of the Indian government itself. There appears to be a very strong effort toward disclosure being made in these reports, unlike anything else I've ever seen in the world. Naturally, since most of the writers are anonymous, and at this point they cannot prove their sources, most people could easily dismiss them. However, the level of technical detail in these articles and how well it ties in with what we've been discussing in this book is nothing short of astonishing. One article from April 29, 2006 revealed that India was originally contacted by extraterrestrials after conducting its first nuclear test in the early 1970s, and the ETs showed up again when India performed new tests on May 11th and 13th, 1998. India's version of NASA is the Indian Space Research Organization, or ISRO, In 2008, India Daily revealed that ISRO Chairman G. Madhavan Nair is in charge of the very secret mission of keeping ISRO UFO files secret, coordinated by the secretly driven UN efforts. The article goes on to say that UN officials are very concerned that India may not keep these secrets much longer. Some areas within the ISRO are kept classified, but according to India Daily, not everyone is staying quiet. One scientist who works inside this closed area said India is just starting to receive reverse-engineered technologies from extraterrestrial UFOs controlled by UN Security Council efforts. In exchange, India must keep quiet about what it has learnt about UFOs through its space missions. The article goes on to say that the BJP party is known for making decisions that surprise the UN, and disclosure may be another example. Against all odds and threatening from the United States and other countries, the BJP-led Indian government went ahead with the tests of multiple nuclear bombs. This time, it will reveal how the world was kept in secret about the UFOs for the last 100 years through a well-organized international forum of secrecy. But there is one catch. India will forfeit its chance to become the sixth member of the UN Security Council, UNSC, if it goes ahead with telling the truth about UFOs. BJP most likely will reveal the truth and then fight for India's spot in the UNSC.